Shalom to all. Today's Alice Cholin of Kovtali. We are starting Kovgimon based at the bottom at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's Alice sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marshmirim, Sarbas, Yaka Moshe, Hernish, Amosha to have an Oliya. So Mishnah tells us, Kolabas or Asalvash Bachalov, all meat is usher to cook in milk. And the Chish over here is as follows. The Pasuk tells us, Loisavashel Gedi Bachalev Imai. Don't cook a Gedi, which is young goat, in its mother's milk. So you might think the Isser is limited to that. That's what the Mishnah is telling us that no, the Isser is not only with a Gedi, a young goat, it's with all behemos, chayos, and ifos that are kosher. Domesticated animals, non domesticated animals, and even birds. That's including the isser of cooking meat and milk. Continues the Mishnah though, chutz mibesar hadag mechagavim, this excludes meat or flesh from fish and grasshoppers. That's not considered meat, and that's allowed to be cooked with milk. Another thing about meat, b'asar la'alois imagvin al shulchan, one's allowed to bring it up with cheese on the same table, chutz mibesar hadag mechagavim, except for the flesh of fish and grasshoppers. Now Rashi points out that even though it is permitted to eat meat after eating cheese, the chashash is that if they're brought up on the same table, some of them are going to be eaten together, maybe there's going to be a problem of bishuls we're going to see in the Gemara, and that's why they're not even brought up on the same table. Lastly, says the Mishnah, Kovtal Ramon on top, if a person made a neder that he's not going to benefit or he's not going to eat basar, he's allowed to have meat, he's allowed to have flesh, says the Gemara, it's master from the beginning of the Mishnah, the bird meat or fowl, F-O-W-L, that's asr midaraisa. Now come on, who's this like? Deloik Rabbi Kiva, it's master, it's not like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, if it were Rabbi Kiva, ha'amar, he says, that the meat of chayun oif is not asr midaraisa. So it's master at the beginning of the Mishnah, is not Rabbi Kiva. However, imasefa, what about the last part of the Mishnah? When it makes a neder, he's not going to have basar. He's allowed to have basar dog mechagavim, mashma ha'oif asar, that he's not allowed to have oif, he's not allowed to have bird meat. Now, so on the Rabbi Kiva, we're now bringing Rabbi Kiva's opinion into the discussion. Da'amar, he holds, kol mila d'memachal shliach bar minehu. Anything a shliach is going to ask about is considered its min, it's considered the same category. D'tanya, really, it's it non, we have a Mishnah that says, ha'nedum min ha'yarek, if a person made a neder from yarek, which is usually translated as vegetables, the main times referring to leafy greens, so if a person made a neder, he's not going to have yarek, motor b'deluin, he's allowed to have deluin gourd, because that's not part of the category of yarek. However, Rabbi Kiva Aser is having deluin. Amrulai Rabbi Kiva, so I told Rabbi Kiva, v'aloi omer adam l'shluchai, a person will tell his shliach, kach lanu yarek, go buy yarek for us, and then the shliach goes to the marketplace, doesn't find yarek, but he's going to come back and ask, and say as follows, v'hu omer lo matasi el deluin, I only found deluin, I only found gourd. So we see from here, says the Tanna Kamma to Rabbi Kiva, that since the shliach is asking about it, he's asking, I can't find yarek, but I found deluin, it must be deluin, is not the same category as yarek. So Amrulain, Rabbi Kiva told them, Rabbi Kiva told Tanna Kamma, Kain Hadavar, it's exactly that. That is precisely the point that I'm trying to make. Kolom Oimer, Loimotsasi El Kitnios. Does the Shliach come back and say, I only found Kitnios, I only found legumes? No, he doesn't ask that question. He only asks about the Luin. Elos, that clearly tells us, She Deluin Bechal Yarek, Van Kitnis Bechal Yarek. The Deluin gourd is still in the category of Yarek, whereas Kitnis is not in the category of Yarek, and that's why he doesn't even ask about Kitnis. Bottom line is, and it's the same thing with regular meat and bird meat. That's what the problem is. Reish Rabbanim is safe for Rabbi Kiva. The Reish of the Mishnah is Rabbanim and safe as Rabbi Kiva. We usually try to keep the Mishnah consistent, both the Reish and the Seifa being the same Tana. So Rav Yosef answers that no, Rebbe he, the Mishnah is Rebbe. V'nasav alib de Tanai, he explained that, meaning the way that he holds is according to two separate Tanaim. Bin Nedarim serve like Rabbi Kiva. In Nedarim he holds like Rabbi Kiva because it goes like Lashon b'nei Adam, the way that people speak, and when people say meat, they mean not just regular meat, but also bird meat. Whereas b'basar b'chalav serve like Rabbanon, in terms of basar b'chalav, he holds like the Rabbanon, that bird meat is included in regular meat. Now Rav Ashi Amar, he explains differently. Kul Rabbi Kiva he, the entire Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Kiva. And this is really the way to understand the Mishnah. Kol habasar asur levashel b'chalav. All meat is asur to cook in milk. Mehen midivrei Torah, mehen midivrei Seifrim. Some meat is asur midaraisa, whereas some meat is only asur midrabanan. Chutz m'sar tong v'chagavim, except for the flesh of fish and grasshoppers. Sheinam loy midivrei Torah, loy midivrei Seifrim. That's not asur, not midaraisa, and not midrabanan. So that's how we understand the Mishnah. Meaning originally we were understanding that kol habasar asur levashel b'chalav means that all basar is asur da'iraisa. Rashi is explaining that no, all meat is asur to cook. Some da'iraisa, some derabanan. We continue the Mishnah said of Asr Lalas Vechulu, one's allowed to bring up meat on the same table with cheese. So Amar Rav Yosef tells us, Shema Mino, Basar Oif Bechal of Dairaisa. We can learn from here that bird meat and milk is Asr Dairaisa. Disagadatech derabanan. If you want to say it's only Asr derabanan to have bird meat and milk, the problem with that would be is Achil Gufa Gezerah. Eating it itself is only Gezerah. Vana Nigzar Hala Atu Achila. And now we're going to have another Gezerah of Hala that it's not going to be brought up on a table together because of Achila. This is what we call Gezerah Ligzerah. The reason why Chum make Gzeirah is as a safeguard not to be over an Isser Dairaisa. That's the whole concept of Gzeirah. And we know that we don't make Gzeirah Ligzeirah, one Gzeirah to protect another Gzeirah, and the whole purpose of that first Gzeirah was to protect a Dairaisa. And that's what Rav Yosef is telling us now, is that if Basar Oif Bechalav was not Asr Dairaisa, that means the only reason why it would be Asr to eat is because of Gzeirah, maybe a person's going to end up eating regular Basar with Chalav. Now that would be okay, but it would definitely would not make sense to Asr bringing Basar basar oif with chalav on the same table together, because that would be gzeira lest you eat basar oif b'chalav, and that itself is only gzeira lest you eat regular basar b'chalav. So it has to be the basar oif b'chalav as an iser daraisa. We just continue explaining. How do we know that we don't make gzeira l'gzeira? Did not, because we have a mishnah. Chalas chutz la'aretz, chalav from chutz la'aretz, kuftal rambez on top, nechalas ha'mazara l'sholchan is allowed to be eaten with a non-kain at the same table. V'nitan sochal kain sheyirtza, it's allowed to be given to any kain that he wants. Now, what's this referring to? So we know that there's a chiyuv da'iraisa. A person has to separate challah, which is a portion from their dough. That's given to the kayin. It's one of the 24 matnas kahuna. It's actually treated just like truma is. So it's only allowed to be eaten by a kayin, and it has to be eaten in a high level of tahara. However, there's a difference. Challah in Eretz Yisrael is da'iraisa, whereas the challah that's taken off the dough in chutz la'aretz is only drabanon. So this mishnah tells us that if a person has challah in chutz la'aretz, since it's just drabanon, it's allowed to be brought up on the same table as a non-kayin, and it's also allowed to be given to any kayin, even a kayin ama aretz who's not careful with tumat tahara, as we see very clearly from here that we're not geyser ha'ala atu achila. Namely, we're not geyser that this derabanan thing is not allowed to be brought up on the same table because maybe you're going to end up eating it. Because again, the whole problem of a non-kayin eating a chalas chutz la'aretz itself is just a gzeira, and being geyser ha'ala atu achila would be gzeira l'gzeira. So we see that we're not geyser l'gzeira l'gzeira, and therefore it's the same thing by basar oif with chalav. Once again, it must be, since the mishnah said that it's a problem to bring up a basar oif b'chalav on the same table, it has to be the basar oif b'chalav is d'iraisa, not a d'rabanon, because if not, it'd be gzera l'gzera. However, Amalei Abayi told Rabbi Yosef, that's not a raya. Bishlama yashmin and chalas chutz la'aretz ba'aretz. This would be good if the whole case was the chalav from chutz la'aretz was brought to Eretz Yisrael, the ikel migzar mishum chalas ha'aretz d'iraisa. There would make sense to make a gzera because of chalas Eretz Yisrael, which is d'iraisa. Meaning, if we had chalas chutz la'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, it would make sense to say, don't bring the chalas chutz la'aretz up on the same table that a non-kain is eating at, because one might end up bringing chalas Eretz Yisrael up on the same table. So that would make sense. V'loy gazrinon, but if we don't make such a gzeira, ik l'mash minah, so then we'd be able to learn from here to basar oif with chalav being brought up on the same table. El chutz la'aretz, or really bichutz la'aretz, says Rashi, but when we're talking about chalas chutz la'aretz in chutz la'aretz, mishum delek l'migzar hu. The only reason why gzeira is not being made is because there's no reason to make a gzeira due to the fact that gzeira is gzeira, as we just explained. Aval hacha, but over here with basar oif b'chalav, there could still be a reason to make a gzeira, not to bring it up on the same table, even if basar oif b'chalav is only drabanan. Why is that? Because ishar slila suke oif gvina, if you permit a person to bring bird and cheese up on the same table, asila suke basar gvina umeichol basar b'chalav d'iraisa. He might end up bringing up regular meat and cheese and eating that together, and that's going to be basar b'chalav d'iraisa. Therefore, you don't necessarily have a raya that basar oif with cheese is a d'iraisa. It could be a drabanan, but there would still be a reason to make a gzeira atu regular basar being brought up with cheese. Our Moscow of Sheshes asks on this, even if you're going to say this is correct, that we're going to make a gzeira, no bringing up chicken and cheese on the table, because he might end up bringing up regular meat and cheese, and that's going to be basar b'chal of dai rice if it's eaten together. Why so? Saif saif, sainin b'tsainin hu. At the end of the day, that's cold and cold. And we know that if cold meat and cold cheese is eaten together, that's not the iser dai rice of loisev vashel gedi b'chalev imai. That's not considered cooking it together. You have cold meat and cold cheese. That's only a derabanan. So Rabbi explains, no, gzeira shema yala b'ilfas or seach. Maybe he's going to end up bringing it up in a hot pot, meaning the meat and cheese are going to be in the same hot pot together, and then that's going to be cooking it, and that's dai raisa. We ask, no, saif saif, klisheni hu. At the end of the day, that's still a klisheni. It's a secondary kli, u klisheni en mavashel. We know that klisheni doesn't cook. We tend to find this with Hilchos Shabbos mostly, when a person maybe wants to make a hot drink or something of the sort. We always say, oh, is it a klisheni? Is it not a klisheni? We know the klisheni doesn't cook. So even if we have hot meat and cheese together in a klisheni, that's still not iser dai raisa. Rather, we clarify, gzeira shem yala b'ilfas rishon. The gzeira is maybe they're going to end up being brought up in the original pot. This is the kli rishon, which does have cooking capability, and they're going to have meat and cheese in that same pot being cooked together. That might be eaten, and that would be the iser dai raisa. And we're on to the next mishnah. Continue to discuss this din. Ha'oif oilei makvina ha'shulchan ve'inu nechal divrei beis shammai. Beis shammai argues with this din that we just had. They hold the bird is allowed to be brought up with cheese on the same table. They're just not allowed to be eaten together. Whereas beis hillel and beis hillel says lo oilei v'lo nechal, they're not allowed to be brought up, and of course they're not allowed to be eaten. Now Omer Rabbi Yosi says zumi kul beis shammai mechorim beis hillel. This is one of the coolest of beis shammai and the chomers of beis hillel. Now for the clarification of this, beis shulchan amru, regarding what table were they saying this? Beis shulchan she'ochel alav, that's a table that one eats on, meaning the food is placed on the table and they're eating from this table. So we have a chashash that they're going to end up being eaten together. Al beis shulchan she'sodra alav is a tavshel, but the table that they're organizing the food on, that might be the butler's cart or a side table. That's the place where all the food is put on. It's organized and only then it's brought to the main table. So then, nosin zebetzad zev einu chashash, we could put meat next to cheese, no problem. Wouldn't wouldn't have to be chayshesh because they're not eating from that table. The Gemara begins by asking on the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Hanu Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi is the same thing as the Tanakama. The Tanakama basically said the Beishamah and Beishillel are arguing, and it's pretty clear that Beishamah is Mekel and Beishillel is Machmir, and Rabbi Yossi is coming along to say this is a cool Beishamah and Chorm Beishillel. What's Rabbi Yossi adding? And Vechitim, if you want to suggest that Achil Gufa Ikebenayu, Rabbi Yossi is actually arguing with Tanakama regarding eating. The Kamar Tanakama, the Tanakama is saying, the Beishillel and Beishamah are arguing regarding bringing it up on the same table. But Bachilo Loipligi, they're not arguing about eating it. They both agree that you're not allowed to eat it together. Bomalei Riesi, and Riesi is telling Tanakama, Achil Gufami Kula Beishamah Mechorm Beishillel, that no, even eating it is a Kula Beishamah Mechorm Beishillel, meaning according to Rabbi Yossi, Beishamah holds that oif is allowed to be eaten with cheese. That can't be because of Tanya, as we have a Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yossi himself tells us, Shisha Dvar Mikula Beishamah Mechorm Beishillel, there are six things that Beishamah is Mekel with and Beishillel is Machmir with. Vizu Achsmahen, this is one of them, oif oily magvin al Shulchan, the Einoi Nechal, Devar Beishamah, that oif could be brought up with cheese on the same table but not eaten. That's Beishamah's Shito. Beishillel says, Lo oil of oily Nechal. And so we clearly see that Rabbi Yossi holds that according to Beishamah, oif is allowed to be brought up on the same table but not eaten. So back to our original question, it seems to be that Rabbi Yossi is the same thing as the Tanakama. What's the Mishnah adding by saying that this is what Rabbi Yossi says? Allah, Hakamashmalon, rather, what do we learn from here? The Man Tanakama, who is a Tanakama? Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama himself is Rabbi Yossi. So why is the Mishnah, so to speak, repeating itself? First it mentions Tanakama, and then it says Rabbi Yossi. It's really the same person. The answer is that the one who wrote the Mishnah forgot. Originally, he just said the din as is without quoting Rabbi Yossi. Then he realized, wait, I need a quote that the Tanakama is Rabbi Yossi. And the reason why he did that is because Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omer Mevi Geula Olam, anyone who says something over in the name of the one who said it, he brings Geula, he brings the redemption to the world. How do we know this? Shemar the Pasuk says, V'Toymer Esther L'Melech B'Shem Mordechai, that Esther told this over to the king in the name of Mordechai. Mordechai discovered the plot of Bigson and Zeresh. He told Esther. Esther told the king, and she said it over in the name of Mordechai. His name was written down in the book that he saved the king. Later on, he was rewarded by being put on the king's horse by Haman, and we know that that was basically the downfall of Haman that ended up bringing the Geula for the Yidden. So that's why the one who wrote the Mishnah went back to say, by the way, the Tanakama is Rabbi Yossi. And continue to discuss Oif and Gvina. Tano Agra Chamud Rabbi Abba. Agra, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, taught that Oif and Gvina Nechon Bapikairin, Oif and Gvina can be eaten freely. One doesn't have to be careful. Now, what does that mean? So Hutani Lav, Hu Amar Law, he taught it, meaning he taught what he had heard from his Rebbeim, and now he's clarifying what that means. One doesn't have to wash their hands or clean out their mouth in between Oif and Gvina. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Breit of Misharsha Ikler Bei Rashi, Rabbi Yitzchak Breit of Misharsha Avizor of Ashi, Isulei Gvina, they brought him cheese, Achal, he ate it. Isulei Bisra, then they brought him meat, Achal, he then ate it. Veloi Mashi Yadei, he didn't wash his hands in between. Amrilei, they told him, Vatani Agra Chamud Rabbi Abba, Agra, the father-in-law of Abba, taught that Oif and Gvina Nechon Bapikairin, bird meat and cheese is allowed to be eaten freely without having to wash hands in between. However, that's only Oif and Gvina in Basar Gvina Loi. It's specifically referring to Oif, bird meat and cheese, but not regular meat and cheese. Regular meat we're machmir with. You definitely do have to wash your hands in between eating one and the other. So Amr Lahu of Yitzchak Reb Misharsha responded to them, Hani Mili Belelya. That's only during the night where you're not so sure if something got stuck to your hands, so you'd have to wash your hands. Aval Beyamama Hachazina. But when it's during the day, you could see if something's on your hands. And if you see that none of it was stuck on your hands, so then you don't have to wash them in between these two foods, even though we're dealing with regular meat. We're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss what needs to be done in between eating cheese and meat. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.